after this, a few commercials, so we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
We're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. About a minute left before tip-off here in your JV matchup. First and starters for the Indians, if we have them. So your starters for the Fort Recovery Indians, Grace Guggenbiller, Aubrey Kanapke, Willie Rammel, Macy Day, and Hope Wendell. And for OG.
For OG, we have number 10, Anna Seeker. Number 20, Lauren Diller. Number 23, Emily Payer. Number 33, Ella Oakley. And number 32, Peyton Warnicki.
So we're going through little starters here before tip-off. Brian, is this your debut here in announcing?
Debut announcing for basketball. We'll just pass that one. Did a little bit in baseball last year.
You got the
year,
voice. So. You got the microphone voice. I like it.
Thank you.
All right.
And the Indians are coached by Jeff Vaughn, and Ottawa Glandorf is coached by Rick Pothouse. Or Pothouse. I don't know how to.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll go with it.
Sounds good. Indians, how many games they played so far?
I think they have three.
0-3, so far this year, I think the Indians defensively and their effort's been really good, but they're just in search of some scoring right now. They got some potential there, but they just got to start knocking down some shots.
Just need a few more playmakers, so they'll get it figured out.
Yeah, I agree. Still figuring out some starters here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. Again, I'm Chase Bruns, alongside Ryan Brown.
Said the student section's looking a little empty so far.
Yep, we got crickets over there.
Fan section's a little light, but I'm sure that'll increase as the day goes on.
And we're about to tip off here.
Willie Rammel's jumping for the Indians.
Get that highlight. And the tip goes to Fort Recovery. Macy Day gets it. She drills it up for the Indians. Top of the key. We'll set the offense. Now gives it over to Hope Wendell on the left wing. She'll get a ball screen. Chooses not to take it. Swings it over to Aubrey Kanapke. Now over to Day on the right wing. Back up top to Hope Wendell. Over to Grace Guggenbiller. Now Aubrey Kanapke has it in the corner. She throws it up top to Hope. Now Macy Day dribbles around the arc. We'll pick up her dribble. Ball goes over to Grace Guggenbiller. She picks it up. Indians being patient, and we're going to have a travel on Hope Wendell.
Just kind of got set up there with a bad pass from Dugan.
Yeah, it was a tough one to handle and shuffle her feet a little bit, so Indians turn it over. Oculi will bring it up for OG. Now she swings it over to 32 Warnicke. Warnicke gives it up over to Diller. We got to learn the names here. Seifker has it over to Diller. Diller on the top of the key will pass it over to Oculi. She'll shoot the three. No good. Rebounded by Macy Day of Fort Recovery. She dribbles it up for the Indians. Now pushes it up to Aubrey Knacki. She'll throw it almost over and back, but Macy Day collects it. She passes it over to Hope Wendell on the left wing. Indians will set the offense. Ball goes over to Grace Giegenmiller. She's guarded by Lauren Diller. Giegenmiller hands off to Knapke. Now she skips it to Macy Day. Macy will shoot the long three. That's up and good. It's a good start by the Indians.
It was a good ball movement by the Indians there.
Yeah, it was. It was a good job by Macy Day relocating to the corner, and she got open for a three. Oculi brings it up. She passed over to Diller. Now she skips it all the way across court to Seeker. She'll shoot the long three to try to match it. No good. Rebounded by Day. Day pushes up the left side of the court. Now backs it out to Grace Giegenmiller. Grace has it on the top. She'll drive. Now tries to force it into Whitley. Whitley collects it. Now she dribbles, penetrates, picks up her dribble, kicks it out to Giegenmiller. Giegenmiller over to Hope Wendell. Hope gives it over to Macy. Macy looks inside. Indians trying to get it to Whitley. Oh, we got a back door cut by Hope Wendell for an easy layup. Nice passing cut there. Oculi will bring it the other way for Ottawa Glandorf. She gives it over to Diller in the corner. Now back to Oculi. Oculi at the top of the key swings it to Diller. That's long, no good. Rebounded, fought for. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow will stay with Ottawa Glandorf.
I'm really surprised by their strategy so far with Ottawa Glandorf with all this height.
Yeah, I know. They're settling for
threes.
And another one. Another three by Oculi. That's no good. We have another jump ball underneath. This time, it'll be in favor of the Indians. Indians off to a good start. 5-0 here in the first quarter. Grace Giegenmiller to inbound.
OG puts on the press here.
Yeah, a little full court man-to-man. Ball goes up to Hope Wendell. It's tipped away. But collected by Macy Day. She puts up a 15-footer. That's no good. OG pushes it the other way. 32, Warnicke all the way down the lane. That's up, no good. Rebounded Aubrey Knapke. Aubrey will bring it up the left side of the court. It's trapped. Now throws it over to Macy. Macy will set the offense at the top. She dribble around the arc. And swings it over to Hope Wendell. Hope will skip it to Macy. Macy looks inside. Now throws it, but stolen away by Warnicke. That's a payer of Otto Glando. She'll take it all the way to the other end of the court and get fouled. So that'll send... Sorry. Payer to the line, shooting two shots.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah. So Payer will throw up her first one. That's no good.
Marissa Garkey will check in for the Indians for Giegenmiller.
Payer at the line will get her second. She puts that one up, and this time it's good. So that gets OG on the scoreboard here tonight. Today, I should say.
And Taylor Schrader, number 42, checks in for Ottawa Glandorf.
Hope will enter it in against this full court man-to-man press by OG. Gets it to Willie Rammel. Now back to Day. Andy's having some trouble. They're going to need a timeout. So we're going to take one with them here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you're ready to go. Or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. They have great meals ready to go, or call 48 hours ahead for larger amounts of roasted chicken, wings, ribs, brisket, and more. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop in and get a great hot meal at Wayne Street Market, or choose their soup. soup and salad bar. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their giant tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865 and get your holiday goodies reserved now.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. Indians off to a 5-1 lead here in the JV girls matchup. Ball gets entered to Macy Day in the backcourt. Picked up full court, man-to-man. Macy will break the press now. Tries to get it into Whitley, but it's will have a kick ball and it'll stay with the Indians.
Indians getting a little sloppy on the offensive end.
Yeah.
A lot of ill-advised passes, one-handed passes. Just looking a little sloppy, but off to a pretty good start for the Indians.
OG put on a little bit of pressure, and Indians having a tough time dealing with it. Ball gets into Whitley Rammel. She tries to pass it out again. Will go way in the backcourt. Picked up by OG. Now gives it off to 34 Miller. She'll put it up and good. Makes her score 5-3. Just over 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Again, Indians having trouble, but they get it to Whitley Rammel. Over to Hope Wendell, but she'll travel with it. So again, Indians will turn it over.
This press is really getting to him, and Jeff Hahn's a little frustrated with it.
Yeah, he is. Indians just need to calm down a little bit. Ball goes up top to Seifker. Seifker up top will swing it to Miller. Miller will throw it to the corner. Schrader throws it over to Seifker. Now ball goes in the left corner to Warnicki. She shoots a three. That's long, no good. Rebounded by Garkey of the Lady Indians. Ball goes over to Macy Day on the left wing. Macy throws it up to Aubrey. Aubrey over to Hope. Hope on the right wing. We'll throw it up to Macy. Even those passes look like they're struggling with a little bit of pressure. We got a backdoor cut here. Hope Wendell puts up a layup. No good. Ball goes out of bounds and will be off of the Lady Indians.
They just don't look comfortable at all when swinging that ball around them.
I know. They got to start ball faking a little more and a little bit stronger passes. We'll be all right.
And we have Emma Collig and Faith Gruby, check in for the Lady Indians for Kanapke and Rammel.
Seifker will bring it up for OG. She swings it to Miller. Now back to Seifker. Seifker at the top of the key. We'll get it into the high post to Schrader. Schrader kicks it out to Miller for three. Again, no good. Rebounded Emma Collig. And we're going to have a foul on number 20, Lauren Diller.
And Elena Evers will check in for Hope Wendell, the Lady Indians.
And she will inbound for the Indians. Man-to-man press. Ball gets into Macy. Macy in the backcourt. Pressured by OG. Macy crosses half court. She'll drive middle. Now kicks out to Emma Collig in the right corner. She'll drive, kicks it out. Ball swung around the arc. Faith Gruby has it in the corner. Now up top to Macy. Macy over to Emma. Emma over to Garkey in the corner. Garkey will try it again, another tip pass, but Faith Gruby recovers. Now hands it off to Macy. Macy swings it to Gruby. Gruby over to Collig. Collig in the corner for three. That's up. No good. Rebounded by Faith Gruby. She puts it up and good. Great job there by Faith Gruby.
That's what they need.
Yep, second chance
at the
points.
Board.
33, Oculi has it at the top. She'll swing it to Miller. Miller over to Oculi. Now over to Diller. She puts up three, and finally they get one to go.
I was starting to get concerned if there was a lid on that basket.
I agree. And you could tell they're used to making them because they're constantly just shooting them from deep.
And so, I mean, it looks pretty, but...
Yeah, ball's loose on the ground. We're going to have a jump ball. Says no in favor of Ottawa Glandorf.
Just in case you were just now joining us, the Fort Recovery Indian JV team is up 7-6 on Ottawa Glandorf with a minute left in the first quarter.
Oculi has it at the top of the key. She'll swing it to Miller. Miller gives it to 24 Frey. She'll put up a baseline jumper, and that's good. So OG takes her first lead of the game, 8-7. Again, they'll pick him up full court. Ball goes into Macy. Macy will bring it up. He gets a ball screen from Collins. Macy will take it all the way to the hole. Puts up a floater. No good. Rebounded by Lane Evers. Kicks out to Gruby. Gruby over to Collins. Collins will drive middle. Now kicks it out to Gruby. Gruby will take the three. In and out. No good. Rebounded by Frey of OG.
Good luck. Good look for the Lady Indians there.
Yeah, I agree. Just missed it. Ockley has it over. She gives it up top to Warnicki. Warnicki will send it over to Ockley. Her shot's no good. Rebounded by Elaine Evers. She'll give it to Macy. Macy will push it up the left side of the court. Garkey will drive middle. Try to get it to Elaine Evers. Tipped away in the arms of OG. OG will put up a shot at the buzzer from half court. That's no good. So Indians trail 8-7 here at the end of the first. And we'll be back after this.
Outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
With the end of the year approaching, there's no better time to stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH end of year sales event. You'll find new Case IH Farmall, Maxim, and Puma series tractors, along with our complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. So say goodbye to 2018 and hello to savings. For more information, visit Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
The Jay County High School football team is serving up a chicken and noodle dinner at the Jay County High School Commons this Saturday, December the 8th, prior to the Jay County Fort Recovery basketball game. Serving will be from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. The cost is only $7 per person, which includes chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes, green beans, roll and butter, dessert, and drink. Carryouts are also available. Tickets will be available for purchase at the door. All proceeds will benefit the Jay County football program. The public is invited to attend.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. OG has the ball, leading by one in the second quarter. Ball goes over to Ocula at the top of the key. She'll swing it over to Seeker. She'll shoot the three. No good. I'd like to see what they're shooting from three right now. I think they've only made one.
I'd like to see their shot chart just to see how many they've shot inside of the three-point line.
That's true. Not many. Ball goes over to Lily Leuthold. She'll try to drive, but they'll pick up Seeker with the foul. It's her first, team second of the half. Aubrey Knapke to inbound under her own basket. She gets it into Grace Gingmiller on the right wing. She'll get it taken away from her, and that's Ockley the other way down the left side of the court. She puts it up and gets fouled, so that'll send her to the line, shooting two free throws.
Just a little careless with the basketball still.
I agree.
On the offensive end, doesn't look real sharp.
I agree. That length that we talked about earlier of OGs, and they're athletic too, so
getting out the passing lanes.
Getting their hands on a lot of balls. Ockley will have her first one at the line. That's up and off the back, no good. Ockley at the line will get one more. Puts that one up, and no good again. Rebounded by Hope Wendell. Hope will bring it up herself. She'll cross half court and set the offense. Gets a ball screen now. Throws it to Aubrey Knappy. Now over to Leuthold. Her three's no good. That ball's going to go out of bounds off the Indians. The ball will send it over to OG.
And Kendra Miller checks back in for the Titans.
Ockley will bring it up. Now she swings it over to Seeker. Seeker back to Ockley. Now over to Miller. Miller on the right corner. It picks up her dribble. Is trapped. She gets it out to Ockley. Ockley will drive baseline. And she dumps it into number 40. Is not on her roster, but she puts it up. And no good. Aubrey Knapke sends it the other way. She'll take it all the way to the hole. Up, no good. Rebound to Whitley. And Whitley will get fouled. Gotta put Whitley at the line to shoot two.
Little coast-to-coast action from Knapke. Unable to finish, but Rambles right there to pick her up.
See if we got a number 40. We'll go with that. Jasmine Rich. Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Whitley at the line. Her first one's up. In and out, no good.
Jeff Bond sent her a little words of wisdom on her free throw form.
Willie's second one is up, and this time it falls. We are all tied up at 8 here with 5.5 left in the second quarter, and Ockley will travel, double dribble with him. So they'll turn it over to the Indians.
It was just one of those where she barely nicked her other hand.
Yeah.
She was dribbling, just kind of looked funny. And
yeah.
They had to call it.
Ball gets entered into Aubrey Knapke. She'll dribble up the right side of the court. Now dumps it into Lainey Evers. Her shot's up, no good. But again, Whitley on the rebound. Thought she got fouled, but gets her own rebound again. This time she will get fouled. So that'll send Whitley yet again to the line to shoot a pair.
Good work down low by Whitley Rammel there.
On Diller of OG. That's her second. Team's fourth. Willie will shoot her first. That's up and good. Indians take the lead 9-8. And OG wants a timeout, so we'll take one with them and be back after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back here, Portside Fieldhouse. Indians grab the lead. Started off the lead, but then lost it, but now they have it back because Whitley's at the line, shooting her second one. That's up, no good, rebounded. And Indians will get it. That's Luthold. Now the ball's loose on the ground. And we have a jump ball, which will send it over to OG.
Looks like the Indians are going to doing a little man-to-man press here. Give OG a little taste of their own medicine.
Yep. It worked well for them at the end of last game. I forget who they were playing. Versailles.
Versailles. Okay.
They had some success with it, so they're going to try it here. And they almost get a turnover. Ball gets tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with OG. So Seifka will inbound underneath. She gets it in to Miller. Miller will throw it up top to Rich. Rich will throw it over to Diller. Diller at the top of the key will dribble around the arc. Now sends it over to Payer. Payer tries to get inside. We're going to have a foul on Hope Wendell.
She's at a little of a disadvantage here.
Rich
is a...
It's probably not her.
She looks a little taller than 5'9", I think.
Yeah, we might have the wrong person, but on number 40, we're going to give her that name. So,
I might be their varsity number 40, but
yeah.
Looks like she has a varsity jersey, so.
Yeah, who knows. OG puts a shot, no good. Rebounded by Day of Fort Kevry. Day will be trapped now. Now sends it over to Aubrey. Aubrey over to Elaine Evers. She'll dump it inside to Whitley. Whitley, ball get tied up, and we're going to have a jump ball. A lot of jump balls here early in the game. Just stay with the Indians. Dade inbound under her own basket. Dade finds Elaine Evers at the low block. Her shot's up, no good. And they're going to get Whitley with a foul underneath, trying to go for the board.
Yeah, nothing. If you're Jeff Bond, you like that foul. It's an aggressive foul.
Yeah, going for the board. I mean,
oh yeah, you live with that one.
Yep. Ball goes into Ockley. She'll bring it up. She swings it to the right side to Diller. Diller back up top, Oculi now over to Miller. Her three's up, no good. Long rebound by Diller. She stepped on the line there. That'll send the ball over to for recovery.
Good man-to-man defense, let her out of bounds. Gets the Indians the ball back. And Marissa Garkey checks in for the Indians.
Indians get it in against the full court pressure. Macy Day will dribble it up. Crosses over. Oculi now. Day kicks out to Faith Groovy. Her three is nothing but net there. Good look by Faith Groovy. Oculi brings it the other way for the Lady Titans. She gives it over to Diller. Now back to Oculi. She swings it to Miller. Miller back to Oculi at the top of the key. Her three's no good. Rebounded by Elaine Evers.
Indians went into a little 2-3 zone there and had a little miscommunication on giving up that jump shot. Hey, it worked.
Yeah. Dave will try to drive down the right side of the lane, but she's going to get fouled. Recovery. Lane Evers drives baseline. That's no good. Ball gets kicked out to Macy Day from the top of key. Her three's in and out. Ball tipped around off of Oculi OG, so the ball will stay with the Indians. Day will inbound underneath. She lobs it up to Whitley. Whitley will collect it, and we're going to have another jump ball. This time we'll send it over to OG.
Like I said, she couldn't bring that one down when she brought it down.
Great job, honorable for her. Yep. I know what you're saying. She brought that ball down, just got to keep it up and put it up. So
defender can get in there.
Jeff Vaughn wants a timeout, so we'll take one with him and back after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And we're back here. Indians lead 11-8. After the jump ball, OG will have it. Seeker has it on the left wing up top to Oculi. Oculi will swing it over to Diller. Diller will drive middle, puts up a shot. That's up and good. It's a good move there by Diller. Indians get it into Faith Groovy on the right side. Faith will dribble it up. Now gives it up top to Macy. Macy has it up top, spins, drives, kicks out to Grace Dumbler. She'll put up the three, and that's good.
Nice relocate to the corner and stroke by Grace Dumbler.
It's a nice-looking stroke. Three by Faith Groovy, now by Grace. So Indians getting a little offense. Oculi will shoot the three, and that's good. Right back at you.
Man.
Grace will get it in, but throw it right to Diller. Diller will get it tipped away and stolen by Marissa Gerke. That's a great job.
And he's pretty fortunate there to get the ball back.
Yeah, good job by Marissa to stay with it. Grace has it up top. She'll drive, kicks out to Faith Groovy. Faith on the left corner will kick it out to Macy. Macy over to Marissa. Marissa will try to get it into Elaine Evers, but it'll go off her fingertips and out of bounds.
Now, colleague Wendell and Luthwood will check in for the Indians, replacing Groovy, Guggenbiller, and Evers.
Seifker will enter it in to Oculi. She'll bring it up. for the Lady Titans. Akeley swings it over to Seeker. Now back to Akeley. Over to Diller on the right wing. They'll swing it around this 2-3 zone and eventually get it into Rich. She'll put up a 15-footer, no good. Rebounded by Day of the Indians.
Still look like they're having some miscommunications in that 2-3 zone.
Yeah, giving up an open look there from 15. Macy struggling a little bit with the pressure, but eventually gets it to Emma Collig, and she'll drive and get fouled. That'll be foul on the floor, so Indians will trigger in from under the bucket. Indians lead by one, a minute 22 left in the half. Macy will try to get it into Hope Wendell, but right in the arms of Diller.
She really doesn't have anywhere to go there.
No. Miller will drive in and get fouled. So it'll be OG basketball under their own basket. Seeker will enter it into the top to Diller. Diller will spin middle, put up a shot. That's up and good. So OG takes the lead, 15-14. They will bring it up against this light pressure. So dribble down the right side of the court. Now gets it up to Luthold. Luthold in the corner will try to get into Hope Wendell. She does, and Hope puts it up, and it's good. So that gives Indians the lead back, 16-15.
Nice assist by Luthold for in the game. They're getting into Hope in the paint for the easy bucket.
Ball gets into Rich. Rich struggles with it. Ball's loose on the ground. We're going to have another jump ball. That's got to be about 10 jump balls so far.
Brutal. Brutal.
Emily Payer will enter in for OG.
And Guggenbiller and Groovy will replace Collig. And
she was even confused.
Sorry for the delay there, but...
Again, OG full court man-to-man press. Hope Wendell will try to get in. She does to Macy. Macy will clear out and bring it up.
Macy needs to bust a quick move here and get it up.
She picks up her dribble on the backcourt. Now gets it across to Marissa. Marissa over to Faith Groovy on the right corner.
Don't pick it up.
Dribbles up, skips it to Grace. Grace over to Marissa in the corner. Now gets it inside, but it's tipped off the hands of Hope Wendell, and it'll be out of bounds. Send the ball over to OG.
Jeff Vaughn's not very happy with that turnover with only 17 seconds left in the quarter.
You could probably hear him on air. Yeah.
He wanted the last shot.
Oh, my. Marissa takes it from Akeley on this end, but when she does, she gets fouled hard by Akeley. And is that 1-1?
Must be.
Yeah, it is. That's... team's seventh foul for OG, so Indians in the 1-1 here late in the first half. 10 seconds left.
And Elena Evers and Lily Luthold check in for Guggenbiller and Hope Wendell.
Marissa at the line. She'll throw up the front. That's got to be a line violation, doesn't it?
Oh, I was hoping so. That was pretty bad. I think that girl stepped over the line before Yark even picked up the ball.
Yeah, I agree. So we'll try again.
At least she's grinning from ear to ear, you know.
Yeah. Marissa's shoots it. It's no good. Rebounded by Rich. She'll throw it right to Faith Groovy. Now over to Luthold. Luthold to shoot the three. That's up and no good.
Ooh.
Faith will try to save it, but she's on the line, so they'll send it over to OG with 0.6 seconds left.
And that was a nice steal by Groovy to get us another chance.
Yeah, we had a good look by Luthold. And that'll do it for the first half. Indians lead 16-15. And we're going to take a timeout and be back to talk a little bit about it after this.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest and most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader designed with the poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. JV matchup. Indians taking on Lady Titans. It's halftime. Indians lead 16-15. Indians grab the early lead about 5-0, and it's been back and forth ever since. Two even teams, but the Indians playing well for the most part. Just got to clean up a few things. Bronny, what do you think?
I mean, I thought the man press from OG was kind of a difference maker with that. That kind of, you know, killed the Indians' momentum early. And just got a little sloppy in there for a little while. And like you said, they picked it back up, got a little battling going, and the Indians switched to a 2-3 zone because they're perfectly okay with OG settling for threes, which I thought was pretty much the summary of the first half. It seemed like a whole bunch of three balls.
Yeah, so we've seen a couple adjustments by both teams. That man-to-man full-court press by OG, like Brownie said, is really getting to full recovery, so we got to clean that stuff up and reduce our turnovers here in the second half, and I think we'll be all right. Been knocking down some shots when we do get looks, and Hope and Elena have been, and Whitley, I should say, have been looking good inside as well. So,
and the Indians got a couple shooters. So, I don't oppose. I think quite a few of our scores came off relocation to the corner.
Three. And we've seen one by Macy, one by Luthold, one by
Gruby, and then one by Greenbiller.
Yeah, so four different Indians with threes. So,
that inside, it all starts with the inside out game.
Yeah, I agree.
You know that, being a shooter and all.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a lot easier making a three when it comes from the inside. So, be able to set your feet. So,
Indians got
to
keep up and running with that. And like we said, just, I think the main point is taking care of the basketball.
Yeah, that 2-3 zone we're in, I mean, as long as OG continues to miss, I can't say their average is very good. I'd say they've only made one of 12.
Yeah,
I'd have to guess. But we don't have any stats, but we can go what off the scoreboard says. For the Indians, 13 Macy Day has 3 points. Faith Gruby has 4. And that's all the scoring that's on the board for the Indians.
Yeah.
So 16-15, Indians lead here at halftime. And we're going to take a break and be back just before the start of the second half. So we'll be back after this.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
The Jay County High School football team is serving up a chicken and noodle dinner at the Jay County High School Commons this Saturday, December the 8th, prior to the Jay County Fort Recovery basketball game. Serving will be from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. The cost is only $7 per person, which includes chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes, green beans, roll and butter, dessert, and drink. Carryouts are also available. Tickets will be available for purchase at the door. All proceeds will benefit the Jay County football program. The public is invited to attend.
The holiday season is here, and that means getting together with family and friends. Let Wayne Street Market take the stress out of planning your party. They can cater any size get-together. Give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do for you. Be sure to call 48 hours ahead to be sure you get what you want. Whether it's their famous cheese balls, meat and cheese trays, veggie trays, roasted chicken and JoJo fries, something great from their deli, or their new smoked meats featuring the oversized smoked chicken leg quarters and much more. Or they have just what you need to make the party great. Or just stop in and grab some great food fast. Great food and great prices. Wayne Street Market, your local full-service market.
At Hull Brothers at Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your.
We had some technical problems beyond our control, and it took us quite a while to get it straightened out, and it kept us off the air for most of the second half. We now rejoin the broadcast late in the game. We apologize for the technical problems.
Construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from DBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Oh, welcome back. I apologize for some technical difficulties there. Something with our internet's being a little wanky, so. But we're back.
OG's at the line. Warnicke makes it to extend the lead to 8. 32-24 Indians trail. 31 seconds left in the game. Hope gets it into Emma Collig. Emma dribbles through the double team. Ball's loose on the ground. We have a jump ball possession arrow in favor of the Lady Titans. Warnicke to enter it in from the side. She gets it into Oculi in the backcourt, guarded by Emma Collig. Oculi picks up a dribble on the left wing. And we're going to have a foul on Emma Collig. That'll send Oculi to the line. Shooting two. Is there in the double bonus? Oculi at the line for the Lady Titans. Throws up her first, and that is in and out, no good. 20 seconds left in the game. Indians trail by 8. Oculi will get her second. That one's up, off the back, no good again. Rebounded by Whitley Rammel. Gets over to Macy, now pushes it up to Emma Collig. She'll dump it off to Faith Groovy from the left wing. That's up and good. Good play there by the Indians. Afraid it's going to be too little, too late. So we're going to take a break as Jeff Vaughn has a timeout. So we'll be back after this.
With the end of the year approaching, there's no better time to stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH end of year sales event. You'll find new Case IH Farmall, Maxim, and Puma series tractors, along with our complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. So say goodbye to 2018 and hello to savings. For more information, visit Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. Indians put on the full court press. 10 seconds left. Down 6 in the game. And they're going to foul right away, so that'll put Oculi at the line to shoot 2 shots. The first one's up and off the back, no good. Hope Wendell and Grace Gegenbiller enter the game for the Indians, replacing Luthold and Rammel. Oculi will get her second. She'll put that one up and off the back again. No good. Rebounded by Grace Gegenbiller. Now she gets it taken away. Ball's on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Indians. So, geez, missing their free throws, but it's just going to be too little, too late for the Indians. 5 seconds. Macy has it. She'll throw it from half court. No good. So that'll do it. Indians lose 32-26. We'll take a short timeout and be back to talk about it. Be back after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. The night will comprise of shopping, men's health, and beverages. They'll be 20% off store-wide, excluding prescriptions, complimentary gift wrapping, men's health, and a 20% off coupon for a future cash pay blood draw. So ladies, encourage the man in your life to come to Men's Night Out on December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And we're back here. JV girls game just got over. Indians lose 32-26. OG gets the best of Fort Recovery there. A hard-fought game by both teams, but OG comes away with the victory. Brownie, what'd you think?
I mean, all-around effort, hustle. It was all there today. Just a little sloppy on both ends by both teams, and couldn't quite come up with enough points to get the win in the end. That's what it is. I mean, it's still a young season. I'd like to see this team get some wins in. But it's Indians, all about developing at this point.
Indians looking for their first win. We're getting ready for the varsity matchup. But tonight, boys go to Jay County. That'll be a WPGW simulcast. And next week, Thursday, girls host Parkway here on Fort Recovery Radio. And then Friday, boys travel to Parkway. And that'll be here on Fort Recovery Radio. So, JV girls still looking for their first W. But about all I have on that game.
I mean, it all came down to the turnovers and just putting the ball in the bucket. So, Jeff Bonner, I'm sure, will get him in tune and ready for the remainder of this year. And he'll have him competitive, very competitive by the end of the year. I got a good feeling, so.
Yep, so we're going to take another break. I mean, and before we send it over to WPGW, so that'll be the closer. Indian JV girls lose by 6, OG.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.